Blog Talk Radio.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. At me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Don't you love a big finish, especially to start off the week? It's L-O-V-E, Nat King Cole. My name is David Bublitz, and this happens to be the Tuesday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. It's Tuesday, September the 8th of 2016. What have I got here on the notes? It's 110 days remaining until Christmas. I never bring that up until I see a Christmas ad, and those sons of bitches from Walmart somehow or another figured out how to get Santa into an ad. I like Christmas, just not 8 months before the holiday, but that's just me. So now that it's officially, you know, fair game, I figured it's best if I keep you up to date. And I did not say shopping. Hopefully I didn't say shopping days. It's 110 days left remaining until Christmas, so you have plenty of time to plan your non-purchase activities. Get the house pretty, get your tree, stuff like that. But we're still talking way, way, way off into the future, but just thought that was funny. Is that Santa? Well, okay. It's one of those where you've had maybe that one last drink and you're not quite sure. Is that Santa that I see with the dancer who just got off the pole? Is that... No, it's not. That's not even good. That's not even good, clean Christian fun. That's the only reason we're here, isn't it? Yeah, sure. Hey, play along, will you? It's Tuesday here in the Mountain Standard Time Zone. It's 10:05. If you're not in the Mountain Time Zone, first off, you should really come here. You should just change your lifestyle, pack up your bags, and get some kind of a U-Haul and end up out here in Colorado, because this is definitely the place to be. It's 10:05 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Hope that you had a good holiday weekend. Mine was very quiet. It was not a bad quiet for one period of time. For once, Friday I went out and I saw a great movie. I went and I saw the Infiltrator. Great might be a stretch. Hell or High Water, I saw a couple of weeks ago with Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine and Ben Foster. That was a great movie. Infiltrator, a very, very good movie, and especially the fact that the Infiltrator is already in the $2 theater, I think is reason enough to get out there. You'll probably be able to get it at Redbox here, I would imagine, here within the next week or two or three or so. But I'm a big fan of, it's best to see it in the theater if you can. And especially an R-rated movie like that, because you're not gonna have kids screwing things up, and especially a film like. I always feel like I'm having an argument with myself. And again, not that there's any knock on Bad Moms. Bad Moms, in my mind, was probably the funniest movie of the summer. I know, judge me. Judge me, hate me, think badly of me. What are you gonna do? 12-hour radio show, by the way, is here in Fort Collins. We're here from the northwest corner of City Park, just located here in Ramblewood, which is a stone's throw from the mountains. You can see the dog park overlooking the weather window here and the northwest corner of City Park. Is not far from you've got City Park, you've got the golf course, you've got the funeral, you got the cemetery. It's a very quiet neighborhood. I am so glad that we've got the high school here in the neighborhood. And I hope I sound fairly coherent. I think this may have happened Friday, so I may have already brought this up before, but I was having a dream Friday recently in the middle of the night, or I thought it was the middle of the night, and I dreamt that I was falling. You ever have one of those type dreams? Kind of like being naked, and then you have to go speak in front of a bunch of people, or something really awful is happening in the dream. Anyway, I'm dreaming that I'm falling, only to wake up and find out that I am, and bang the back of my head on my nightstand. Yeah, I think I did tell this story on Friday, and I didn't make it to the doctor, which was probably not a good thing because just didn't feel quite myself the rest of the weekend. But I did catch the movie, got out to do that, got out and grab some dinner. The big thing I do feel bad about was I always end up missing out on something of my own doing. I had tickets to go see the Rockies game that were used by someone else, but I had tickets for that. Kind of got me bummed out on that. You hear that in the background? The weather window is open. We have cracked fresh air here in the crypt. Okay. Let's see here. Tuesday morning, what are we going to do here? Take a peek at Major League Baseball last night and yesterday in baseball. If you like baseball and you do happen to be a Rockies fan, last night was as good as it gets. The Colorado Rockies beat the National League West rival San Francisco Giants 6-0. There was a Nick Hundley home run. There was a Carlos Gonzalez grand slam, and 9 shutout innings, complete game shutout innings from Chad Bettis. So pretty cool. Tonight again, the Colorado and San Francisco Giants rematch again tonight. They face each other one more time, and they wrap things up tomorrow. Checking things out around baseball, across baseball, leading their divisions, the Cubs are just ridiculous. The Cubs just continue to win, and I don't know if that's necessary. I know it's a good thing that they're winning. I'm not that much of a negative guy, but they're 89-48. They're nearly 40 games over .500, and as wonderful as that should make me feel, all I can think of is, you don't need to win this many right now. Save something. they're going to win 100 games this year. That seems to just be a given. But how many times have you seen a team in search of 100 games or in pursuit of 100 games or pursuit of a perfect season, and then it just unravels? So I'm hoping that is not the case. But the Cubs lead the Central 89-48. The Nationals, the Washington Nationals, lead their division by a record of 80-57. The Dodgers lead their division, the Rockies, the same one that the Rockies and the Giants are in, by a record of 77-60. In the AL, in the East, the Blue Jays, Toronto, leads their division 77-66. In the Central, Cleveland Indians lead their division 79-57. And what is it going here? Huh, you're there? That's my cell phone. I know what that is. That's them reminding me at the eye center that I have a visit tomorrow for them to start poking at my eye. Don't like going to the eye doctor. Oh, anyway, so but the rest of the excuse me, but the rest of the AL. Blue Jays lead their division by 77-56. Indians lead theirs by 79-57, and the Rangers lead by 82-56. College football, pretty easy to wrap up. If you like college football, this was a great weekend in Colorado. If you like CU, it was an even better weekend. It was really very painful to watch. CSU got beat. CU beat the CSU Rams 44-7. And that's just about as nasty a score as I can possibly think of right there. September the 7th, the CSU Rams will continue the following week. This should be a nice rebounder game. Whoever put their schedule together did their homework, because CSU can be a tricky way to start their season with the Rocky Mountain Showdown. So CSU will be playing the University of Texas San Antonio. I know you're thinking you didn't realize that San Antonio had any kind of university, but now it turns out you do know. It's kind of cool, isn't it? You tuned in, you learned something from the $12 show. And then September the 17th, for the near future, you'll get a chance to see CSU play UNC, another soft game, but they looked really awful against CU, and CU is not a powerhouse this year, nor will they be. So they better grab every chance they can. Always fun, though. I'm going to be going to my fair share of games. I've got my tickets. I got my season ticket, not tickets, which is a nice way of saying I'm going to all the games. Apparently, I don't have a lot of friends. I found out that there's a little bit of leeway. I can get tickets close to my family, who already have tickets. They can move mine over as long as my family doesn't find out in time and they move theirs. let's see here also. Oh, and then the CSU Coaches Show, one of my favorite things. I did not make it there last year. Gary Miller from Channel 4, who had been hosting that in the future. Big mystery, he's not going to be back for some reason. I have no idea why. They have somebody else as part of the Nelligan Sports and Entertainment Radio Network, but I'm sure it'll be a great show. It's at the new CB in Potts, which is over at the Fort Collins Mall inside the city of Fort Collins, Foothills, Fort Collins. Yeah, I think I got that right finally. Yeah, I think I've worked that one through my mind. I think I may have navigated my way through that one. I'm gonna talk to you guys. What did you do this weekend? Did you make it down to the Taste of Colorado? Did you make it to the Tour de Fat? Did you just go up to the mountains? Did you put some burgers on the grill? Did you just find yourself, if you were lucky enough, to just stay close to home and take your dog for a walk and maybe read a nice book out in your hammock? I always liked the idea of having a backyard and having a hammock. That just sounds great. I've never had a dog, though, that had the right mentality for me to have that dog in the backyard with a hammock. I was always afraid that the dog was going to jump on there and turn the thing around. Yeah. I'm not in great luck with bright dogs, or to be fair, my dogs have not had great luck finding themselves a bright owner. 10:15 is the time here on a Tuesday. Trying to get my brain. I'm getting rid of a little bit of brain fog here. I don't know. It's from, like I said, still banging my head back on Friday or what it is, but trying to get my brain turned on. And this is when we were going to take our break anyway. So let's go ahead and do that right now. Let's find something to play. We started out with L-O-V-E from our friend Nat King Cole. Let's go out here and see if we can find something. Let's go ahead and mix things up a little bit. This was a great movie from a couple of years ago, and this is the title track to the soundtrack. We'll just keep it simple today. It's the title track to the soundtrack of the motion Levy. My name is David Bublitz, and this is your Tuesday morning edition of the 12-Hour Radio Show. Songs with great big finales. A good way to start the show today. That's Hank Levy from the soundtrack to the motion picture Whiplash from a couple of years ago. I was thinking about that. I want to buy the poster. I don't know if I need to track that down on eBay or what, if there's a poster specialty store. But the expensive part, if you buy a poster and you want to mount it, that just sounds lonely, doesn't it? I want to mount a poster. Don't worry, I won't go any further on that. But if you want to get it matted and then mounted and then framed, the poster might only be $10, but it could be a lot more to have the rest of it done. But it's really a cool. It was a great movie. It was a cool looking poster, and it just sounded like a pretty cool thing to do. Well, and of course, just to get the soundtrack, I think would be a nice addition to my musical library. A little bit before 10:20 here on a Thursday. See, I'm just jumping ahead and jumping all around here in the time travel machine. Here on a Tuesday, September the 6th of 2016. Yeah, if you've ever seen on television when they reproduce what a radio studio is supposed to look like, they show the guy with the microphone that they're able to grab, that's it's bolted into the wall, and they're able to pull that forward, and then they've got a glass window that they can look out and see the world in front of them. But there is it looks like basically a music stand where you're able to, this is, might be old school, I have no idea how much this has changed, but then you have a chance to check through there, and you can tell that even though I hand write my notes, that's not the case. I don't have that that level, that skill set there of remembering to do that. So I apologize if it doesn't sound like I'm bringing my A game today. I'm trying today. Head feels a little wobbly. still. Here's something. Here's something fun to keep in mind. Where did this go? We were talking about how sad it is that there's still 2 months left of the election process, of the campaigning process. And I was looking and I thought that I had it. And you know, you people, I lied. I didn't. Completely wrong. Let's see here. Let's just go ahead and just check my phone. Maybe that'll help. The first one, 26. Nope, that doesn't look right either. As near as I can figure, this doesn't sound right, but the first one is Monday, September 26th. Now, why they would want to schedule this against Monday Night Football is a little bit of a mystery to me. But between Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, I still think you put the Green Party people. I still think you put the Libertarian people up there. They'll be up there for comic relief. I think they'll help balance things out. Not that you don't have enough comic relief up there already with your top two. They don't really have a whole lot to say about the issues at this point. That's just me. I'm not really that happy about how things turned out thus far. Four presidential debates, three of which are for the presidency, one's for the vice presidency. Man, that's going to be one. You have to really be a political junkie to watch Kane and Mike Pence, two of the least electrifying speakers that I can think of, and they're going to be going at it hard at it sometime in October, but they start September. Don't sign any paperwork on this, but I think they start the 26th. Let's take a peek at movies here around the country. It was a pretty good weekend for movies. Top 10 films at the box office, brought to you by the folks at Rotten Tomatoes and their website. These were announced on Sunday, but of course we're a day behind with the holiday taking that off. Today, what did we lose here? Oh, we actually lost a film. Oh, I don't know where it went. I was going to say we have the top 10 movies, but all I've got in front of me are 9. So you just go ahead and make up a movie that you think should be number 10. Now number 10, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I don't know. Number 10, Kill Bill Volume 2. Oh, anyway, so 10, 8. Undetermined, because Dave doesn't have that in his list. Number 9, fantastic movie, Hell or High Water. I've been talking about that quite a bit. The Life Between Oceans at number 8, which I know nothing about whatsoever. The highly successful late summer comedy Bad Moms with Mila Kunis at number 7. War Dogs with Miles Teller and Bradley Cooper and Jonah Hill at number 6. Sausage Party from Seth Rogen, the animated film Sausage Party with Seth Rogen and Kristen Wiig. It doesn't look entertaining enough for me to go see it, but it also doesn't look as bad as I thought it sounded originally. Number 4 is Kubo and the Two Strings, which I don't know anything about. I don't know what to tell you. Number 2, Suicide Squad, which is, excuse me, I don't know what the international take is, but here in America, it has brought in an impressive $300 million. And at number 1, Don't Breathe is at number 1, which is also, I think, equally impressive because the film has no budget whatsoever. So hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and see one of the movies from the last couple of weeks. Keep in mind that there's also some cool films here at the Lyric here in town. Southside with You About the First Date, a fictionalized account of the first date with Barack and Michelle Obama. Don't Think Twice with Mike Birbiglia and Key and Peele. Captain Fantastic, which is supposed to be fantastic. AMC Theaters loaded up with theaters, including Lights Out, Ice Age, Central Intelligence, Tarzan, the big Friendly Giant, Central Intelligence, The Infiltrator, and Kickboxer. So my guess on that one would be check out Infiltrator. check. I that's my personal recommendation of films that I've seen. I'd also go ahead and tell you, go see BFG. There's no way it could be. I mean, it was in and out of theaters so fast. It couldn't be that bad. I think it just slid underneath the radar. And they're also, I don't think Steven Spielberg, as big of a deal as he may still be, doesn't bring as much weight to a kid's project as he may have in the past. Mention Hell or High Water for films to see this coming weekend. Also Infiltrator and the new Clint Eastwood film starring Tom Hanks about the film about Chesley Sullenberger, Sully, about the pilot that did a water that was able to pull off a water landing in the Hudson. Pretty heroic, amazing stuff, and it looks like a pretty cool film as a result. And then lastly, two double features. They've got to be coming down here to the close to the end of the season. As a holiday twin, they've got the Secret Life of Pets with Pete Dragon, and on the other screen, they've got Suicide Squad and Bad Moms. So be sure to get out and see that. Those are cool because if you're over 65, which I'm not, but if you're over 65 or under 10, it's $5. If you're just over 12 and under 65 and you're a regular movie going age, it's still only $7 and it's a double feature. And the snacks are so much more affordable. And it's so cool to get out there on a beautiful night in the fall here. It's so nice and cool. And they also have in front, if you get there early enough, they have miniature golf. They've got 9 hole miniature golf. So get out there and do that this weekend. If you have not done that already, get out there and do that, because I'm going to guess we're probably only looking at about another 2 or 3 weeks of drive-in movie theaters. I'm talking here, and I'm thinking, which is pretty hard for me to be able to pull off, and I'm looking for a song to play here. I had all the songs lined up inside the little music bank as part of my system, and then when the show stopped back in June, it emptied everything out, and I've had this incredible problem of getting the music from Amazon to download into my computer to transfer from there to my to the board system here at Blog Talk Radio. There might be a different way of doing this, and if you happen to be, smart enough to know how to do this, you go ahead and give me a call, because I already, I can tell you I'm not that smart. Many people will tell you that, and they'll be right. 646-564-9650. Write the number down again. Grab a magic marker, and just write it on your hand. It's 646-564-9650. Let me see here. Let's go ahead and find something that we haven't played here too much since we came back from the break. I really haven't been back that long. Are you in the mood for a Christmas song? I really want to play a Christmas song, but I don't think I'm going to press my luck, because shake off the audience that's out there listening. Let's go ahead again. Make it short. Cut down on all this banter here. Alphabet Street from Prince. It's from Sign of the Times, I think. I'm probably wrong. I'm sure I'm wrong. Alphabet Street from Prince. My name is David Bubas, and this just happens to be your 12-hour radio show.
No!
Drive.
Tennessee. To Tennessee. Now that's smooth. There's fading out of a song. There's doing a nice out cue or outro out of the song, and then there's just, hey, the song just stopped. The handling of that song falling into the third category there. Awfully smooth, huh? I apologize for that, but cool song, Alphabet Street from Prince. It's David Bublitz with you at 10:35 Mountain Standard Time. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday, September the 6th version, 2016 of the 12th Hour Radio Show. Going to take a peek here at history highlights. Well, we'll start out with the easy stuff. Don't worry, there's not going to be a quiz. That's not going to start till later on in the show. So you got plenty of time for that. We'll start out with the music stuff and build our way up. Jane's Addiction announced that it had parted ways with bassist Duff McKagan. McKagan had only been working with the band for 5 months. Well, that makes about sense, yeah. Bruce Hornsby, in 1995, Bruce Hornsby and Branford Marsalis performed the national anthem in Baltimore's Camden Yards before Cal Ripken Jr. set baseball's all-time consecutive playing record. 1993, Don Henley, Jimmy Buffett, Elton John, Sting, and Aerosmith each performed at a benefit concert in Boston for Walden Woods. And 1989, the Pittsburgh Steelers were banned from practicing on their own field, Three Rivers Stadium, because the Rolling Stones were rehearsing for their upcoming concert. Peter Gabriel, in 1982, his Security LP was released. The album is also known as Peter Gabriel 4. 1982, Paul McCartney released the single Tug of War. 1972, in Beatles history as well, John and Yoko Ono appeared on the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. Jerry's not there. I know he's had been. They gave him the boot a while ago because of a lot of different reasons, but one was, you know, people, I think, were the fact that people were wondering where, you know, the accounting on that. But but from an actual show perspective, it feels weird not having the Jerry Lewis Telethon on the on Labor Day weekend. But what are you gonna do? 1969, after a show in the Memphis Mid-Southern Coliseum, James Brown announced his retirement from live performance after July 4th, 1970. Today in Beatles history, Eric Clapton recorded his guitar solo on the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps. In 1963, Bob Dylan debuted at the Gaslight Cafe in New York City. 1963, Jerry Lee Lewis's contract with Sun Records expired. Oh, there is a. And that guy just must have just been a public relations nightmare. Hey, you got all kinds of big hit music. Want to marry your cousin? Well, okay. And in 1937, Benny Goodman and his orchestra recorded the Sugarfoot Stomp. Back in 1937. All right, we'll go ahead here. You've warmed up your brain with the music history. Now we're going to go ahead and take a peek at the miscellaneous history of this day. Again, we'll start easy. If I sound like my rhythm here is a little bit differently, it's because I have not scribbled this down as I usually have in the past, and I'm reading this off of and just reading this off of the computer screen. All right, I think we're ready. I think we can do this now. You know, you pay $100 for a computer, and you $150, and you expect so much. I think that's my problem. At the in 2002, the Smithsonian American Art Museum, the exhibition George Catlin and his Indian Gallery went on view. The exhibit contained over 400 objects. In 2002, in New York City, the U.S. Congress convened at Federal Hall for a rare special occasion. The session was held in New York to express the nation's mourning for the loss on September 11th, 2001, and unity in the war against terrorism. eBay was found not liable for copyright infringement because bootleg copies of a Charles Manson documentary had been sold on the site. Yeah, I understand the precedent that could get set there, but I'm really feeling bad that Charlie might have missed out on a couple of bucks there. The UN Millennium Summit began in New York City. It was the largest gathering of world leaders in history with more than 150 present. Eddie Murray of the Baltimore Orioles hit his 500th career home run during a game against the Detroit Tigers. He is the only the third person to have at least 3,000 hits at 500 home runs. 1995, Cal Ripken Jr. played his 2,135 first consecutive game while setting a new record. Lou Gehrig previously had held the record. U.S. Senator Bob Packwood was expelled by the Senate Ethics Committee. 1992, a 35-year-old man died 10 weeks after receiving a transplanted baboon liver. And I think what else there is in here. I'm looking through here. You can tell I got so prepared. I need to get back to preparing here about a half hour before the show. Yeah, that would be good. Oh, in 1920, it was 1920, just barely 100 years ago. In 1620, the Pilgrims left on the Mayflower from Plymouth, England, to settle in the New World. Okay, and that is miscellaneous history on this particular date. Let's go ahead and nothing worked out with that. No, we'll just sit here looking for birthdays. Do I have any birthdays? Did I already read the birthdays? I don't think I did. Okay, well, if I read them, sit back and enjoy. If I haven't read them, sit back and enjoy. If I have read them, now would be a good time to just call it a day and tune back in tomorrow morning. Today's birthdays include country western singer Mel McDaniel, who is 74 years old, Emmy Award-winning and Tony Award-winning actress Swoozie Kurtz, most recently seen on the recently canceled Mike and Molly. I was bummed about that. That was a favorite of mine. Roger Waters of the band Pink Floyd is 72 years old. Probably my favorite and the funniest performers on Saturday Night Live, James Curtin, turned 69 years old. Jeff Foxworthy is 58, comedian Jeff Foxworthy. Comedian Michael Winslow from the Police Academy movies turns 56 years old. Musician, singer, songwriter Mark Chestnut is 52. Rosie Perez is 52 years old. CeCe Peniston turns 47. Dolores O'Riordan of the band The Cranberries is 45 years old, and Foxy Brown. It's only in the list here because I'm very white, and it's fun to say Foxy Brown turns 37 years old. Dave Bublitz with you here. Thanks so much for tuning into the show and making us a part of your day. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. We're going to be here. I said it for a while. We're going to be here every morning here about 10 o'clock or so. If we're not here for whatever reason live, there's always going to be archived episodes, and you will always know ahead of time when I will not make it here into the show. So you'll always have plenty of advance notice. So with all that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and quit my noise. Wait a minute. That's not good. Huh. Yeah, I'm looking for a way to wrap this up, but apparently, I can't do it. I lost my page. Oh, there we go. Look at that. I knew eventually that me and my tiny brain we'd figure it out. Get back on the page here. I was doing okay the first half of the show, wasn't I? My brain sounded like it was relatively on, wasn't it? Sorta, kinda. Oh, humor me, will you? Turn this radio show down and call it a day. Tell me to go to the studio, as we're doing right now. Isn't this fascinating? I'm walking you through how you can do your own podcast. One day, everyone will have a podcast. Okay, 15 minutes left of the hour. If we had something left to do, we would do that. There are no guests on the show. There were no guests today on the show, and it looks like there are no guests scheduled for tomorrow's Wednesday program as well. So thanks so much for being here. I'm going to go ahead, and I can do it, you know, because it's my show. I'm in a Christmas mood, and I realize it's only September, but what the heck? Let's go ahead and get this out of the way 3.5 months ahead of time. Christmas is the time to say I love you from Billy Squier. It was a big hit back in the late 80s on MTV. So take a listen, grab a Coke or a cup of coffee, and enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow on episode number 138 on this, your $12 radio show.
Christmas is the time. Christmas.